Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second, the left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third, the right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third, the center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ons Moore. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Moore reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Moore moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hodgen moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Trout reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. McCuskey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Latigiani trying to get to third. Mullen throws the ball into Outlaw, who tags Latigiani for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Trout moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons fires to first and picks off Mayo. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Moses reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Jones reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.